weeks for spring break, and so I think it's the least I can do to play something that he'd like to hear today. So you're going to be hearing Wynton Marsalis's rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star. But for after that, Joe, what do you have picked out for us?
Next, I have a song off of the album called Forever Changes by a band called Love. It's called a song's called Alone Again. Or not many people have heard of this. I was talking to John about it before the last break, and apparently Rolling Stone rates it in the top 50 albums of all time. It's one of my personal favorites. It's just an absolute joy to listen to. It's comparable to Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys in that regard. But overall, this album's an absolute joy for me to listen to. And Alone Again Or is a fantastic song from this album.
Yeah, I told Joe, I have not heard of this album nor this band up until the second that he pulled it out of the stacks. So I'm looking forward to it a ton. I'm a huge fan of the 60s and all the great pop sounds that came out of there. So I hope you guys are excited too. But until then, right now we got Wynton Marsalis with When You Wish Upon a Star.
it's alright. I won't forget all the times I've waited patiently for you. And you'll do just what you choose to do. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear. Yeah, I've heard a funny thing somebody said to me. You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
The Graduate Arts Council would like to invite you to Fun Home, a family tragicomic musical of identity and self-discovery, which is based on the award-winning graphic novel and winner of 5 Tony Awards. Performances run February 20th through 28th at Squires Studio Theater on Virginia Tech's campus. For more information, please visit performingarts.vt.edu. That was just the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps. They're kind of classic greatest hit. I actually remember, it was funny, reading a while back, I came across an article a few months ago that was titled Best, I think, like, Indie Rock Songs to Dance to for Your First Dance at Your Wedding. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And this was actually number one that they put at it. And there was, like, some Flaming Lips on there. And so you knew that this was going to be weddings for, like, you know, all us weirdos. But but yeah, that was kind of cool to see. Before that, you had Love with Alone Again Or, and Wynton Marsalis with his rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star. So right now we have got something else coming up from my buddy Joe. Before we talk about that, we've also got a little request from my friends Skylar and Allie, who are working on a I'm not sure what class it's for, but some sort of management project. And I'm sorry if you guys are dying still, but I offer any form of encouragement that I can. You can do it. But yeah, we're gonna play a little surprise track off ABBA and ABBA's greatest hits in just a second. But before that, Joe, what do you have selected for right after? What's your next pick?
Well, actually, before I make my pick, I'd just like to shout out my dad's listening in, and I'd like to shout out my buddy Alston Wilcox. He's listening in. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. My next song is going to be Chicago by Sufjan Stevens. You and I both like him a lot.
Oh, of course, yeah. And so what is your, like, he's got, all of his records are extremely different.
Yes.
Would you say Illinois is your favorite?
I mean, I like Carrie and Lowell's good.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois is really good. And Age of Ads is good, too.
Yeah. So. I remember you'd shown me remind me which song is, like, 12 minutes long off Age of Ads that you were like, John, you got to listen to this, like, a few months back.
Probably Impossible Soul.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's probably, like, the weirdest of all of his records.
Yeah, it's a weird song.
Extremely experimental, like, super electronic. But he's put out some amazing material.
Very talented guy.
Yeah, yeah. Check him out if you don't know him. His name is Sufjan Stevens. First name phonetically spelled Sufjan, Sufjan. I always get my little pretentious laugh out of any time somebody actually does pronounce it that way, and I'm just like, oh, you plebeians. But no, not really. But anyways, here is ABBA with Does Your Mother Know?
You're so hot, teasing me. all things go, drove to Chicago. All things know, we sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind,
you came to take us.
For freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find it. All things grow, all things grow. You came to take.
Arctic Monkeys, Still Take You Home, off of their debut record. Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. Classic record. I highly recommend it. Thank you, Nathaniel, for requesting that in. I hope you enjoyed it. That was preceded by Queen with Fun It and Sufjan Stevens with Chicago. We've got another request coming up in a few songs. Skylar, don't worry. You will be hearing some Phil Collins in a minute. But Joe just made a very excited face. Big Genesis and Phil Collins fan, as I understand it. But yeah, he's got another really great pick coming up. I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. What you got for us, Joe?
I got a classic. I got The Chain by Fleetwood Mac off of Rumors. Absolutely amazing album.
Yeah, and probably my favorite track off that one.
I completely agree.
And so that played a very heavy part in the. Everybody knows that the soundtracks for the Guardians of the Galaxy movies are incredible. That one song in particular was pivotal in the grand scheme of the whole Volume 2 movie, played during the climax of the movie, and I think like one other time. It was very, very important. Incredible, like, suspenseful song. They even used it in the trailer, so they played it up a good bit, but it's just an amazing song. It was perfect pick for, I think, really anything of that nature. What makes it stand out to you against the rest of the record, would you say?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I just like it. I don't know. It's hard to explain why I like it. It's just catchy. It's good. I like the lyrics. It's just nothing I can hate about it.
Yeah. I really think that's just kind of what people agree on when it comes to Rumors as a whole too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can really explain like the intricacies of what makes it so perfect. Mm-hmm. It just is. It's just such a freaking good album, because every single song is just a masterclass. And so, including this one, this is certainly a standout in the grand scheme of things. But anyway, here you are with The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
We'll be right back.
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. Visit redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. Requested by my pal Skyler, that was just Phil Collins with I Cannot Believe It's True, preceded by Churches with Keep You On My Side, and Fleetwood Mac with The Chain. Before we move on any more with the show, I did want to take a second. I was browsing some news and whatnot on my phone in between songs, and I just learned that a very, very talented member of the music community just passed away, Johan Johansson, an extremely talented film composer. He composed the scores for several recent films, including Sicario, Arrival, and I think he also composed for The Theory of Everything. Just magnificent musical scores, and so he will be greatly missed. So I just wanted to take a second to pay my respects to that guy. Thank you, Johan, for all your time and everything that you've done for the arts community. But now, back to the show. So I am here with my pal Joe Zeno. We are on for about 13 more minutes now. Thank you for being here today, Joe. Have you enjoyed your time?
Oh, it's been great, and just had a great time listening to all the songs, making some good picks out here. Yep. Been a good time.
Absolutely. What do you got queued up right now?
Next, we got Rolling Stones' 19th Nervous Breakdown, one of my favorite songs by them.
So did you pick this because of school at the moment? Or?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's the mood right now.
I'm feeling it. But yeah, no. Do you know? I know that Hot Rocks, which is what we're playing it off right now, is a big compilation record of their hits over a course of 7 or 8 years. Do you know which? Do you know when it's originally from? Like where on their timeline it might have been?
It says right here 64 to 71.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, no, I can't remember what specific record that would have been on originally. But I mean, it's the Rolling Stones. They've got just a uniformly magnificent catalog, so we don't really need to worry about that. But here they are with 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Here he comes. night inside the Oculus Rift. After Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the bitch's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life. Plugged into our hubs, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face. As the stories replay, this must have been a wonderful place.
That's Father John Misty with Total Entertainment Forever. Thank you guys for tuning in this afternoon. We are just about done here. This is JB3. Thank you guys for listening today. I will be back next week, 3 to 5, same as usual. So be sure to tune in and give one big last thank you to my buddy Joe Zano for coming in and being a co-host today. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, I've had such a great time. This has just been wonderful. Thank you for having me on here. I had a good time picking all these songs. It's been fun. Get to talk about some music for a little while. And I got one last pretty good one for you guys.
And what's that?
I have Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips.
Oh, so wonderfully weird. I love it. That's a great one to finish out on. All right. I don't really have much time to say anything else because we got Spencer coming in after us with some great tunes of his own. But thank you again for being here, Joe. Thank you guys for listening. Here are the Flaming Lips with Do You Realize.
Floating in space. Do- you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning.
You're listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg. That was the Flaming Lips with Do You Realize?